BLM brainwashed schoolchildren made pigs out of the country propaganda posters. By Kurt Sindelka on April 22, 2021. A police minister in Australia has called for the firing of a Sydney school teacher after youngsters were brainwashed by making BLM-style posters reading "Stop killer cops and pigs out of the country." New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott said that there is no race problem here in Australia, calling for the teacher responsible to be sacked. "I can't believe we've got these left-wing teachers out there acting racist themselves by saying white lives don't matter. Well, they do. Everybody matters," Elliott told Nine News Today program. "These are the same left-wing ideologues who will say every time an Australian soldier sets foot overseas, it's not our war. Well, guess what? What's going on in America at the moment? It's not our war. I'm very, very concerned that teachers are using what's happened in the United States to somehow muddy the waters here," he said. The police minister called on the principal of the school, Stephanie McConnell, to explain to the public why taxpayer dollars have been spent on leftist indoctrination. "They have completely let their student body down by indoctrinating and brainwashing them at a time when they really should be learning how to read and write," he said. The posters, which were revealed by Australia's Daily Telegraph, were made by children between the age of 5 and 6 years old at the Lindfield Learning Village, a non-traditional school that abandons grade levels and classrooms. They have since been removed, and the Department of Education has launched an investigation at the behest of New South Wales Education Minister Sarah Mitchell. Ms. Mitchell said, "Any teacher found to be politicising a classroom will face disciplinary action. Political activism has no place in a school." In a letter to parents, the school's principal Stephanie McConnell claimed that the teacher had not instructed the students to write the messages such as "pigs out of the country," saying that the students were asked to make the posters based upon what they have heard from the media. She went on to say, however, that the exercise was poorly handled, and promised to make sure something like this does not happen again. Greens MP David Shoebridge defended the school teacher against the police minister, whom he claims has no relevant credentials as an education expert. "In schools across NSW, teachers are responding to what students are interested in, and grounding their knowledge in the real world. This should be commended," he said. 30 years after the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Death in Custody, and a week after the NSW Parliament delivered a report into Aboriginal deaths in custody, "it's clear the problem of racism in the criminal justice system is outgoing," he added. An NSW education spokesman said, "At the request of the minister, the department is undertaking a review to see if any disciplinary action needs to be taken." The comments on the poster are in no way endorsed by the department or represent the department's view of police, who do an indispensable job of keeping the community safe and secure. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.